yesterday for Kramer Robertson, who got the call to come up to the big leagues. Made his debut late in that one last night as a pinch runner. And right now we are very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by Kim Mulkey. She is the LSU women's basketball coach. She is a three-time college basketball coach of the year, also a three-time NCAA champion and a Hall of Famer in her own right. She joins us now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Kim, we appreciate the time on what has to be an awesome day, an awesome moment for you and your family. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I apologize in advance for my voice, and it's not from cheering at the game, guys. It's something respiratory going on, okay? But it is a great day for our family. It's a great week. We're just excited for Kramer. We're happy for the Cardinals, and heck, we're happy for LSU. He has been grinding away, and he got his opportunity last night, and when he went in as a pinch runner, we told everybody he was MVP of the game.
That's tremendous. Kim, what was it like? How did you get the call? How did you find out that he was getting the call up to the big leagues?
Okay, I've been in Waco to visit my grandchildren all of last week. We're dealing with pancreatic cancer in my my daughter's husband's family, so it's kind of like real emotional for us. And so we decided to drive back to Baton Rouge. She was in her car, and I was in my car, and Kramer FaceTimed me, and he said he's got a real sense of humor, and he's quick-witted, and he plays jokes on people. And he said, Mom, he said, you think you can get to St. Louis tomorrow? And I won't tell you exactly the words I used when he said that, but you know, he and I have that relationship. And then he just kept saying it, and I said, man, I'm not in the mood, Kramer, to play around. And then I realized he was telling the truth. I said, well, did you get you got the call? And so I said, who called you? You know, I'm getting details. The coaches have to have details. So then I realized he was telling the truth. And of course, I thought when I would ever get that call that I would cry and be emotional, but I wasn't. I was driving. So I think because I was driving, it didn't allow me to tear up. And anyway, that's the way he shared it. So now I've got to get to Baton Rouge, and I got to figure out how to get about 10 of us to St. Louis last night on a quick notice. And so I was able to get a charter flight, and we flew in yesterday, and several had to leave this morning to go back to work, but we're still here. I'm going to stay until Monday, and his old buddies from, gosh, grammar school, they all are flying in to see him. We have friends coming in today from Baton Rouge because, you know, you never know how long it'll be. We understand pro baseball, and yet he got to step on that big stage last night.
Kim, what has it been like watching his growth through professional baseball? I mean, back in 2017, that was when he first really got into the Cardinals organization. And then, I mean, the last 3 years, he's been at AAA in Memphis. So, like, it's a slow process through this game. But what has just that process been like watching him grow through the sport?
Well, I tell people, and I told scouts this, I said, you better not give Kramer the eye test. You just better not do it. He has unbelievable arm strength. He's got a lot of pop in that little body. And I said, just mark my word, it's easy to walk in a gym. It's easy to walk somewhere and pick out the top, top, top players. But those don't win championships for you. You got to have winners. And I said, you better watch him, and I promise you he'll never let you down. He stayed his 4 years at LSU, played for the national championship his last year. He was drafted in the class by the Cardinals, if you'll remember. They couldn't select anybody in the first and second rounds that year. They were being punished for the computer stuff with the Astros. And so he was the Cardinals' second pick in the fourth round. And he, of course, got him very cheap. You don't have to pay seniors out of college very much. We didn't care. We just wanted an opportunity for somebody to believe in him. And he moved up fairly quickly when he got into the minors, and then he got to AAA, and he's been there 2 or 3 years now. And I thought last year was his best year by far. But you know, you have to have an opportunity. Somebody has to get hurt. Somebody's got to be traded. Something has to happen for you to move up. And I thought he was ready last year. If you look at his numbers, this year he's had a little slump here early, but then he had like 7 hits the last series. And I said, okay, we're turning this thing around. But you know baseball, guys. It's a game of failure. those that make it are those that just can handle it, those that love it, and those that know how to grind.
Kim, you are a very busy woman. You are the women's basketball coach out down at LSU, and we've seen what college basketball has become. The transfer portal is 24/7. I have to imagine it's a crazy time of the year for you as well. When you look at the amount of time that is spent in baseball as well, with it being every day for Kramer, how do you keep up with his numbers clearly the way that you do on a day-to-day basis? Is this something where you're watching all of his games? Are you getting updates from friends and family? What is your process of being able to keep up day-to-day with Kramer as he's been in the minors?
Well, it's easy for me. My career is second to my family and to my children. There's not many games that my kids can tell you when they were growing up that I ever missed, or many functions in school. I worked and was blessed to work my schedule around everything that they did. And so as he got to college, obviously it was tougher because I had my season ending as his season was beginning at LSU. And then pro ball, you can't be at all the games, but I watch as much as I can. But I also have many, many family and friends, and they call and they love it. And they say, hey, did you see Kramer hit the home run against Kershaw when he was in double? I said, no, I didn't, send it to me. You know, so they all keep me updated. They never call, though, when he does bad. That's the greatest thing, is they never call and go, oh, he got the sombrero tonight, he struck out four times. Doesn't do any of that. They just send me moments and highlights. And then, you know, I can pull up MILB on the phone and things like that. You know, being a mother is far more important to me than anything I've done in my career. I always told people this. I don't want to lay in that casket someday and my kids stand there and go, gosh, her career was more important to her than we were. I want them to say she never wavered in what she believed to be her priorities.
Just another couple of minutes here with Kim Mulkey, LSU women's basketball coach, Kramer Robertson's mom as well. She's in St. Louis as Kramer Robertson is making his big league debut this week. Kim, what makes you more nervous? What is more nerve-wracking for you? Is it when you're on the sidelines coaching in a national championship game, or is it as you're watching right now, Kramer Robertson making his big league debut?
Well, all of it's nerve-wracking, and the reason it is, I played the game and I played at the highest level, and the ball's not in your hand anymore. So you have to rely on young people in the timeout to listen to you and go do what you want them to do. And it's the same way as a parent. You've trained them all you can. You hand them off to people who are more knowledgeable and can train them, and you just want them to do good. And sometimes I have to make myself be a parent in the stands and not a coach. The greatest thing I did yesterday was not the game, man. I loved going to BP. I was watching people swing a bat. I was watching them take infield. That's my element. And whether he ever got in the game last night or while I'm here, it's going to BP every day because I just learn. I learn from observing. I learn from watching, regardless of the sport.
Kim, I'm curious, did you know that Kramer was going to be a baseball player growing up, or was there another sport that he was high on?
Oh, guys, listen, Kramer played basketball. He was a quarterback, played for the state championship in Texas at the 6A level against Baker Mayfield. They went nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes, neck-to-neck, and he's played it all. But what we realized, and we're realists in our family, is Kramer was not going to be 6 foot or 6'2 or 6'3. If he had been, he wouldn't be playing baseball. If you've never seen him throw a football, he can throw a spiral 70 yards down the field. He just has a tremendous arm. He has a lot of pop in that body. And he realized, you know, I want to be a pro athlete someday. What sport am I going to get a true chance to be that? And it was baseball. And but no, he can play it all. He can dunk a basketball. He can do a lot of things in that little body.
Kim, I know you're a Cardinals fan now, of course, but were you a Cardinals fan before Kramer was drafted here to St. Louis?
Heck yeah, man. I watched Herzog. I watched Ozzie Smith doing backflips. I can tell you a lot about the Cardinals now. I didn't grow up in the Midwest, obviously, but what you do as winners and champions, and you want to watch people that excel and that are legendary, and this franchise is legendary. And when you start talking about organizations in baseball, pro baseball, you talk about the Cardinals, you talk about the Yankees, you know, the list goes on, but the list doesn't go on too far. There's just some that separate themselves from others.
Who was your favorite Cardinal?
Well,
before Kramer,
I'm
of course.
Partial, I'm partial. Now, you got to remember, I'm partial to middle infielders. My very first organized sport was I played Dixie Youth Baseball with the guys at 12 years old, and I played 2 years of Pony League. And I played against, you know, some of the ones you'll recognize. Chuck Finley, I had a triple off of him in Pony League Baseball All-Stars. So baseball, I love. So to answer your question, I'm a middle infielder. Okay, I played shortstop, I played pitcher, and I played catcher growing up. So I'm always looking at the middle infielders. And, you know, pro baseball's changed, and I think it's going to continue to evolve. I always believe this. I get tired of watching the home runs and the strikeouts. And that's where it started going during the steroid era, and I didn't like it. And we still, in pro baseball, that's a big deal. But at the end of the day, it's those guys that are clutch that come up with the base hits. It's the guys that when the shift is on, I'm not too proud to go the other way with a base hit. I love the strategy in baseball, and it's a sport for all size players. I love the sports. I love the Cardinals. If Kramer never made it to the major leagues with the Cardinals, he was going to make it with somebody, but you always hope that it would be with a franchise like the Cardinals.
She's Kim Mulkey, LSU women's basketball coach, and also, maybe more importantly, Kramer Robertson's mom. She'll be out at Busch Stadium later on today to see her son hopefully play in yet another game after he made his debut late in the game yesterday as a pinch runner. Hey, Kim, thank you so much for the time today. This has been awesome to be able to catch up with you. Congratulations to you and your family. Pass along our congrats to Kramer as well, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
And rest up that voice, Kim, because yeah. You're going to need it when we get to see Kramer take that first at bat.
Hey, I know, not just the first at bat, man. I was hoping he was going to go in. It was going to be a tie ball game, and they were going to put him at short, and he was going to dive up the middle and take away a hit and throw him out at first or something, because he's just got tremendous hands, and I just think if he ever gets the chance, he's going to sell some tickets in Busch Stadium more so than you'll ever believe, because everybody pulls for the small guy. Everybody pulls for the one who just, dang, that's my son out there, because – he just brings a tremendous energy and attention, and he's a great teammate. Guys, y'all have a great day. I'm going to run in here and eat some lunch and hit the batting practice at 4:00.